A Wildlife Partnership. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
It's just a no-brainer. If 90% of the lands in Tennessee are under private ownership and we want to have any impact on wildlife populations and maintaining diversity, we need and want and will continue to work with landowners.
TWRA's Kirk Miles, he's the Wildlife Program Manager for Region 3 in Tennessee, and he says one of the agency's priorities is to maintain that working relationship with rural and farmland owners to help provide adequate habitat for wildlife in areas where urbanization is growing.
It's inevitable. It's the foolish man that tries to stand in the road and say stop as far as development and population growth. It's the wise man that says, maybe let's slow down, let's think about this. We know we've got this great treasure out here. With just a little forethought and planning, we can keep most, if not all, of it for our future generations to enjoy.
Kirk Miles says population growth models show the state of Tennessee being a popular destination for folks to move to, and that's going to require some forethought to maintain not only adequate land for farming, but also for wildlife habitat.
There's always going to be that demand. No matter how urban our population may get, people are always going to be drawn back to nature and the wildlands. I think it's just intrinsically a part of us, and we're always going to need it, so we need to plan for it.
Tennessee is blessed to have such a diversity in wildlife across the state, and the TWRA is working with landowners to maintain that partnership.
You know, the interest is there. A lot of times they just need a little help, a little information, and a little knowledge, and, you know, that's something we will continue to do.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.